Hi, Deborah. Deborah, good morning. Hi.
This is rehearsed, though, so we can see the whole move over from the committee. Like, after each one, you can maybe take a question.
Good morning and welcome to this session today on the adult film industry, the occupational health and safety risks for those who work in the industry. I think we have a really great panel. I think what we'll probably do is go through the presentations. We want to leave a lot of time at the end for discussion. We appreciate all you, your interest and all your attendance at today's session. So I will start kind of giving some of the background, and then we'll hear from three other speakers, and then we'll have open it up for discussion. Okay. Let me see if I can. Okay. My name is Peter Kern. I'm the director of the STD program for the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. And we have been involved with this issue over the last 7 or 8 years, and I'll describe some of our experience working with this industry. First of all, the adult film industry is legal in California, and it wasn't because a law was passed. It was really because of a decision made by the court in what's called People versus Friedman in 1998. Harold Freeman was an adult film producer and director that hired and paid adults to perform sex acts on camera. In 1983, he was arrested and charged with 5 counts of pandering. Pandering is a felony in California when a person procures another person for the purpose of prostitution. There were no charges of obscenity brought against Mr. Friedman. Prostitution is the contact with another person for the purpose of sexual gratification. In 1983, he was convicted on all 5 counts. The State Court of Appeals affirmed that decision, and an appeal was made to the California Supreme Court. And in 1998, they reversed the decision of the lower court. So ever since then, in California at least, adult film or pornography has been legal. It is a huge industry. The estimated gross revenue is up to $13 billion a year. There are probably over 11,000 films that are made annually. And the estimated retail value of adult film in Los Angeles County alone is about $3 billion. We estimate that there are over 200 adult film production companies. 5 to 10 of these are large, and they account for about 40% of all films made. There are approximately 5 major film distributors and more than 700 legal custodians of record. And the custodian of record is something that's required under federal law. And the custodian's primary responsibility is to ensure that no person under age 18 is involved in the filming or production of adult film. And that carries extremely severe penalty, including serious jail time and fines for anyone that violates that federal law. We estimate that there are approximately 6,000 workers in the industry. About 1,200 of these are performers. Nearly 3/4 of performers are female. There are fewer regular male performers. And often, many of the female performers will only make 1 or 2 films. The average stay in the industry for a woman is 6 months to 3 years, 1 film to 50, and pretty much after that, the producers tend to move on to identify some fresh new talent. Why do we care about STDs? First of all, they're very common. Most are preventable with condoms, but almost all of them, many of them often may be silent or asymptomatic. There are no symptoms. People don't know they're infected, and that's why screening is so important. If not treated early, STDs can cause serious health consequences. And as we know, infection with an STD increases the likelihood of acquiring or transmitting HIV. Here is a more detailed list of those serious health consequences, including fertility, cancer, neonatal infections that can be fatal. I won't go through this list, but you can see that each of the STDs that are this group of workers are exposed to have serious health consequences. We know that STDs in this worker group are spread through insertive vaginal, anal, and oral sex. Here's a listing of those that are primarily spread through that route. We also know that STDs can be spread by mucous membrane contact. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, and herpes can be contracted in through ejaculation onto the face and into the cause infections of the eye. Okay, let's go back this way. Okay. There's a third category, infections usually spread by contaminated food or water. These are called fecal-oral transmission. They can be spread during sex if feces or anal fluids find their way into a partner's mouth, either directly through analingus or indirectly on a contaminated penis or finger or sex toy. These infections cause diarrhea and are called enteric infections. The list is longer, but here are some of the more common pathogens that can be spread through this route, including hepatitis A, amoebiasis or Entamoeba histolytica, Giardia, Shigella, Salmonella, Cryptosporidium, and Campylobacter. Sometimes STDs are very infectious and transmission is likely even with just one act of intercourse. These numbers are from studies of vaginal sex for herpes, and HIV. The risk of transmission is higher from people with new infections and for HIV from those with very high viral loads. That's why you see such a wide range here of transmission risk. Also, transmission during anal sex is very likely to be much higher, and after prolonged and traumatic sexual exposures, which is often the case in this industry. Okay. We've learned from some data that may be expanded upon here later by Dr. Grunzen that in a review of DVD adult film titles in 2005, approximately a systematic review of releases in that year, about 20% of performers in the heterosexual adult film industry were condoms used for vaginal and anal sex. And in that same year, about 80% of gay performers, there was condom use noted for anal sex. This is an industry since 2000 has had some HIV STD screening. We also know that persons who become HIV positive, at least in the heterosexual side of the industry, generally are excluded from work. We also know that there are very common high-risk sexual acts, such as ejaculation into the mouth, the face, some internal vaginal and anal ejaculation. Unprotected anal sex is extremely common, as we've noted above. And some of the more extreme sexual practices in the industry, such as double vaginal and double anal sex, are frequently depicted in adult films. And as I mentioned, HIV, STD, and other enteric pathogen risks from sharing sex toys, from oral anal sex, and to facial ejaculation is quite common. This is sort of a historical timeline. There have been multiple anecdotal reports throughout the 1990s where HIV transmission has occurred among heterosexual performers. And some of these are documented, well documented in the industry's literature in 95, 97, 98. In 1998, five female performers were infected by a male in a shoot. And this was a person who did know he was infected and it intentionally infected these five performers. As a response to that incident in 1998, Sharon Mitchell founded the Adult Film Medical Healthcare Foundation, or AIM, and then the LA County Department of Public Health began working closely with her during that period and also provided through our public health lab initial screening for syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. Basically, we said, you know, we know HIV is a problem, but what about all these other sexually transmitted diseases? Okay. And then in 2004, another outbreak of HIV occurred when one male performer infected three female performers, and that was worked up. I'll share with you in a minute that case. Here's one of the performers from the 1990s who became infected and was involved in the adult film industry. In 2003, the LA Times published this this article, the Porn Scene, No One Is Watching. See No Evil, California's Unregulated Porn Industry. An alarming number of performers are infected with HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. And it was after seeing this that our County Board of Supervisors requested that the our department work with Cal/OSHA to determine what are the regulations that protect people that work in this industry. And Deborah Gold will talk about that in a minute. This is the outbreak in April of 2004, and here you can see that this resulted in three infections. The first of these three infections occurred within 4 days of the index case being tested with a PCR RNA test, testing HIV negative, and 3 days later he infected the first of these three women. So we know that screening is not adequate. And then within less than 3 weeks, more than 65 people had been exposed as first or second generation contacts to the index case. It's not just the heterosexual scene. This is a report from England. Three young men were infected doing a adult film barebacking shoot in the gay side of the industry just last year. So this really is the risk for workers in this industry. Multiple partners over very short periods of time, which increase the risk of HIV STD transmission, rapid potential for spread. And it's not exactly normal sex. There are prolonged episodes of sexual contact. Riskier types of sex, as I mentioned, anal or double anal, sexual penetration, and internal ejaculation. And generally, and most seriously, the lack of the use of any consistent or required use of protective equipment like condoms. Okay. I'm going to skip this slide because I know that Dr. Goldstein is going to go over the data we have. But I did want to say, since 1998, we are aware of 35 cases of HIV that have been reported among persons who work in the adult film industry. 14 of these were prior to the 2004 outbreak, and 21 cases have been reported in this period from 2004 through 2008. Okay. Screening, we know, does not prevent infection. It does, however, provide an opportunity to diagnose and treat infected performers. And we know that early treatment can prevent some of the adverse consequence of infection, and it can prevent further spread to coworkers and other sex partners. Okay. There has been some education around the health risk, but we believe that the education that's currently provided to those that work in this industry is inadequate. Here's some examples of what may not be appropriate counseling that's currently being provided to workers in this industry. Okay, so I'm going to end here and invite our next speaker. I believe our next speaker is Dr. Bing Goldstein, who is an epidemiologist at the LA County STD program and has been monitoring the STDs reported among adult film industry workers. Yes, thank you.